Go out in the afternoon and find 8 or 10 covers of bush. And my hunting coat was open. And so it wasn't nothing for me to go out and kill 18 or 20 quail in one afternoon.
Good
job. That's right. And I'm still very fond of quail hunting. Still hunt.
Yes.
But you don't find bird like you used to. I used to quail hunt, boy. And I've had some mighty good dogs.
Talking about, yeah.
And this dog would have a single bird pointed here, this one here. You could walk over, get up that bird and kill it. That dog would retrieve that bird, bring it to you. This dog would stand perfectly still. You walk over and get up that bird, kill it. That dog go get that bird and bring it to you. Mr. Frank, his wife lives at Bluffton. He used to go quail hunting with me. And Raymond used to like to go with me, just to see my dogs work and see me kill birds. And I used to hunt with Herbert Ingham a lot. Herbert Ingham himself was back over one afternoon, a place I could go show you the place we were at. And dogs find a covey bird. We were riding horses along those days. And we got up a covey birds, and we killed 11 of those quail when they got up. We killed 5 apiece and shot one together, potted that one. That's right. And we had a mighty good time.
That's great. Just talking about birds now, what kind of owls you got here?
Well, I tell you, I don't hear any. Once in a while you hear old hooting owl, but I hardly ever in the world hear them.
You ever see the little ones?
No.
You know, the kind that scream out in the dark.
You used to have
make
these.
A big noise.
Yeah, back on. We used to have these whippoorwills. And those things, man, they'd be hollering by you, chipped with a white oak. See?
Yes.
Chipped with a white oak. And I don't know, but. Things have changed so things are different than what it used to be. I saw 5 deer the other morning going to Fort Gaines. They were 3 standing right side of the road, and I looked out just a little bit, and there was 2 more there, and I come and blowing my horn, and there were one doze, and those things just started running back through the woods.
That road to Fort Gaines hadn't been, they just paved it, didn't they?
Yeah, it's been paved several years. But you got a good road to Fort Gaines now.
Yeah.
They kept on doing work on it, and it's really good.
That's right.
Well, yeah. Times have certainly changed a lot since I was a boy. And I don't know what will happen, but things of today, it got to where it costs too much. And a young fella coming on, and if he wants to farm, if he's got a good idea and buy land and pay $300, $350 an acre, and pay as much for equipment as it costs,